In this interview, I'm at the Milk House here at World Dairy Expo, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself. One of the people that is working here at the Milk House, and you are?
I am Lori Volkman. I'm a student at UW-Madison. I'm a senior, and I'm the chairman for the Milk House.
And where are you from? Where is home to you?
I'm originally from Black Creek, Wisconsin, which is by Green Bay.
Okay. Well, now here at the Milk House, can you tell us, first of all, what the purpose is in having it here at this show?
Well, pretty much there's about 700 milking cows here, so we have this available for people to use. People can come in here and milk their cows, and as well as we provide a service where we pick up milk. If they want to milk in the bedding pack with their own milkers, we can pick up the milk for them and dispose of it properly.
Who runs this? Who's kind of in charge and then runs the operation to make sure it all gets done?
Pretty much the Badger Dairy Club helps out World Day Expo a lot. We do many different things around the grounds, and we also run the cheese stand as well, and we also help with the Milk House. So we have about many student workers that work during the day, and before Expo we pick chairman for each position. So there's two Milk House chairs, and then we have student workers come in and work under us, and we train them, and we're also here to answer questions for the exhibitors and help them out.
Do you have certain hours that you're open here for people to come in? Or
we are open 24 hours. with the amount of cattle that come in, it's just very convenient, especially the bagging for shows and things like that. We do close for washing. Our posted times are at 4 a.m., 11 p.m., and then as well as 3 in the afternoon, we close and wash the system out.
I know we have even international visitors here. Do you get many of them to kind of come through here and talk to you about what you're doing?
Actually, interestingly enough, we had some farmers from Jordan come, and they were asking all about the equipment, and I guess they're living in the United States, and they wanted to learn more about the different technology and stuff, and they said if they were going to spend money, they wanted to do it right, and they said that they were going to go back to Jordan and dairy farms. So they, you know, I've shown them how it worked and things like that, so it was pretty interesting.
The equipment that's here is obviously donated. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about who's donated it and what type of equipment you do have.
Okay, Bomatic, this is actually their, from what I understand, it's their training facility as well. So Bomatic has their staff in here during the year working on the equipment and stuff. And so it's pretty much their headquarters for that kind of thing.
Did you get some training here yourself before starting to take over chairing the house here?
Well, there's, like I said, there's two chairmen, and one is, I've been here for 2 years, and then my chair has been here for a year, and so pretty much I train him, and then he, you know, the next year it's kind of a rolling thing. And plus, we also run Spring Show, the Midwest National Spring Show, and it's a smaller contest, so I kind of use it as training for the new people, because it's much low-key. And
any kind of neat stories that you might share of people who have come in besides, like, the international visitors?
Just the many different exhibitors that come in, and each has their own little story about their cow. And I remember, like, last year, there's this guy with this brown Swiss, and, you know, he probably had the bottom of the class, but he was just so proud of her, and he brought her, like, every show. And so just getting to know the different people and kind of their backgrounds, and, you know, they come around, you know, from, you know, all the United States.
Do you, you mentioned how many milking cows there are here. About how many will you have come through here in a day, or how many times will you actually be milking cows here in the Milk House?
It's hard to say. I know last time I checked we had about 60 exhibitors, depending on how many cows they have. We don't know, but we fill up about a 2,000-gallon tank a day, so.
Anything else that somebody who cannot be here, who would like to be, that you'd tell them about this particular little operation that's part of the show that we didn't talk about?
I don't know. I think it's a great opportunity for the city of Madison, school groups and things to come and see it. It's a great place where they could, you know, learn about, you know, the dairy industry, and, you know, it's a live working milking parlor, so they can get up right close to the cows and talk with the farm owners and get kind of that perspective.
Well, thank you again very much, and I'll let you, your name again is?
Lori Volkman.
Okay, Lori, thank you very much, and with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.